Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With us, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating 20th anniversary of our first time with Tim Berry. The 20th anniversary of his appearance on our show, joining us then as a founding member, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Tim, when you joined me the first time, I hadn't even created a Brain Trust yet. It was so early. It was only like a couple of months into my broadcast career. And a month or two after that, after I started putting people like you together, I started thinking, you know, I think the key to my success is going to be bringing more people like that on the show. And I said, why don't I create a community, and I'm going to call it the Brain Trust, and I'm going to create a community. I actually wound up trademarking that. And maybe in spite of myself, if people think they're part of another community where people like Tim Berry hangs out, maybe they'll come back. And I think that it worked out, and now we got a few thousand people in the Brain Trust. But you were one of the very first ones. You're of the people who are left, Tim, who are still on the show. There's probably only about 8 or 9 from that go back to January of 98. That are left.
That's a great turn of a phrase, too, isn't it? I mean, you do very well with Brain Trust is a great phrase, and the age of the customer, I think, is a really good phrase. The book is great. The way to encapsulate a concept is great in that, too. So,
well, it's just been great. It's been such a great thing having you as part of our world, Tim. And I want to let this segment be more about your thoughts as you wrap up with us today. What would you like to say to entrepreneurs out there, from older folks down to younger folks? What do you talk to us about your thoughts on the key to success?
Jim, I think that going back, it's funny how much this will echo what we've been talking about with fundamentals, and I'll skip business planning because we did that well 10 or 15 minutes ago. I don't want people to forget that success is about giving value to customers. We overemphasize some of these cliches that aren't really true. Passion and persistence don't make success. If you have the right formula, if you're giving value to customers, you kind of need passion and you need persistence to get through the hard times. But the core isn't about you, the business owner. Mm-hmm. The core is about what are you doing that your customers want and need enough to take the money out of their wallet and give it to you. That, to me, is absolutely fundamental. And we should never forget that with all the other stuff, that business is pretty basic about that. Give people value. And that's the single most important key to success, in my opinion.
And it's all that's wrapped around their expectations, and what's getting people derailed these days is they're not keeping up with the fast evolving customer expectations. That's the key. If you're going to do what you say, which I agree completely, that's what you have to do. But your customer, it's not your customer's job to wake up in the morning and tell you this. You're supposed to go find it out, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a brave new world for that. But it's still, it doesn't do you a lot of good if you want to give your customers value and they don't know about it. Or you want to give them what's important to you and they, those annoying customers, want what's important to
mm-hmm.
them. You know, you bet it takes constant work. I mean, that does go back to my views on planning.
Yeah.
That you have to keep changing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, tell us some more. Give us a couple of more last thoughts.
You put me on the spot here. I do worry about the myths, for example, that a lot of people are constantly looking for somebody else's best practices and looking for the list and what am I supposed to do. And as you said earlier about context and content, you really have to make sure that you're doing what's right for your situation and not expecting that some list of what's good or best practices are going to apply.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is case by case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the general rules are always suspect.
So well said. Hey, Tim, I need your websites, please.
Bplans, BPLANS.com.
And TimBerry.com?
TimBerry.com.
And PaloAlto.com?
PaloAlto.com.
All those things, folks. Check it out. Go to Tim Berry. You'll get smarter when you do. Hey, Tim, thanks for 20 great years. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jim.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes around here. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.